Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, welcome to the Oblong Table of Christian Warrior Network, coming to you from beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio, U.S. Tonight's topic for the broadcast is Merry Christmas. Yay! And this is also dealing with the birth of Jesus Christ. And I hope you enjoyed our song selection for this evening. I figured it might lighten the spirits a bit. So you're the one responsible for this song. No, actually, you are, Brother Rosario, because you put it on the computer.
Whose choice was it?
It was his choice.
Oh, I just had to. Before we get started with tonight's show, let's go around the oblong table to the crew and let them introduce themselves to you and allow them to give their intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Brother Wayne. Pray and remember all them people that can't be here for the holidays and them. And pray for them.
This is Sister Linda. Like Wayne said, remember all those people that are gone. We just lost a friend here a week ago. And I pray that everybody has a good good Christmas and New Year.
This is Brother Rusty. I would like to acknowledge that one of my neighbors is no longer here, and it has affected all of us. I didn't know the man very well, even though I lived next to him for 5+ years. But he never had a bad thing to say to me, so I'd like to ask God to accept him into heaven. I would also ask that you keep all of those who have to work to keep your safety during the Christmas holidays and those times during this holiday when they could be at home with their families, but they choose to keep everybody safe.
This is Brother AJ. I would like for you to keep in your prayers your family and friends, homeless folks, those with addiction issues, their families, my stepmom and my dad, they're both in need of healing prayers. My sister, who has to be there to help until I can get there at the end of the month. And my son, his new wife, and my grandchildren, and make sure that everyone has a bountiful Christmas. At this time, let's bow our head in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, let us pray in the words that our Savior gave us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We have a list of other prayer intentions.
Yeah, these are past prayer intentions that we will keep in mind also is Sister Patty Kalig, Brother John Castells, Brother Cameron Welch, Archdeacon Ian Gaylord, Episcopos Gary Taylor.
There's one we're missing, but I don't remember his title.
Paul Robert.
I think he's a cardinal, isn't he?
I believe he is.
And my mother asked that, she informed me that a couple of days ago that my sister-in-law has been diagnosed with cancer. Breast cancer. So please keep my sister Karen Delgado in your prayers. The readings today, and there are a lot of readings today.
Would you like to explain basically a format of what we did last week, what we're doing this week, and what we'll do next week?
The different Gospels portray the birth of Christ in different ways. Matthew, as I described yesterday during our meeting, he did the Cliff Notes version, and Luke does an in-depth version, and
Mark didn't touch it.
Mark didn't start writing anything about Jesus. For his gospel until after he started collecting the apostles. I don't think that's right. I think it was from the time that he was baptized by John the Baptist. But anyway, what we're trying to do this month is show the differences in how different each of the gospels are about the beginning of Christ's life and his teaching.
And with them together, how they blend together to fill in spots.
Where one misses something, another one fills it in, and so and vice versa.
And then next week we will be reading Luke, the same readings as this week out of the Living Bible.
You'll understand why at the end of the show. Okay, the first reading is Luke chapter 1, verse 26.
Through.
Oh, we're just going to start there.
Okay.
All right, one moment, please. I should have set up my...
Brother Rosario has to get a second set of eyeballs out. Third set, I mean.
Now be nice. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call him his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" You'll have to excuse me a moment. At this time in history, knowing a man meant having sex with them. That's where the term biblically know comes in. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and is now the sixth month for her who is called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judea, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Changing of pages. "But why is this granted to me, that the mother of the Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him. For from generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones, the exalted, and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. 3 months. Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant when Mary arrived, so Mary didn't leave until John the Baptist was born. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made signs to his father, meaning John the Baptist, the baby's father, what he would have him called. And he said, and he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." So they all marveled. It was unknown for in this time period that the first male child, be named anything other than the same name as the father. There was always a continuation of the line. That's why we have senior and junior and the third and the fourth and the fifth. And that's where
that's where I came from.
No, that's where that.
No, I was named after my father, and that's
I was referring to the tradition.
Well, that was the tradition my father had.
Okay.
Set forth.
That's where he got the tradition from. Okay. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them, and all these sayings were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child will this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give us light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, guide our feet into the way of peace." So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius, was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you, to you. You will..." Oh, Satan trying to play around again. Okay, where was I? "And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they were made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. And when 8 days was completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, 'Every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.' And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.'" My apologies for taking...
I still like that story, even though I heard it the second time. I'm not saying I know a lot, but I've learned a lot this weekend in that verse.
Well, the way to keep it in your mind is to hear it.
Yeah.
they have to read it over and over. That instills those thoughts in our mind.
And I've learned that reading the Bible out loud, loud enough for my ears to hear, sinks in and stays longer than it would just to read it silently for me. But that doesn't work the same way for everybody.
Apologize for such a long reading, but it came into my heart that we needed to not only hear about Jesus at this time, about his birth, but in such a way to remember that Christmas is not about gifts. If it's about gifts.
It is, but it's not our understanding of gifts.
If it's about gifts, it should be about the gifts we have received from God, not the ones we go and buy and give to people. Because it's not about showing your wealth. It's not about spreading your wealth about. It's about spreading the spiritual wealth. Giving to other people your spirit of holiness, your faith,
your love, like God and Jesus.
Exactly.
And that's the ultimate gift.
It has been said that no greater gift can a man show than to give his life for another. And that is the epitome of what Jesus did. He gave his life so that everyone's soul could be saved. Now, we are down to a very short time. I apologize again for the length of this reading, but if you...
Luke was pretty long-winded on the details that he put into what...
But he transcribed.
But that detail is important to us.
It is. Now you understand why we can't do the Living Bible version today.
I never get through it 2 minutes.
We're under 2 minutes now. As I said, Matthew was Cliff Notes version. Luke is nowhere near. He's the... unabridged version. And if you'll notice, when we did last week, we talked up until the when they fled into Egypt, but today we didn't get that far. But there was a lot more in there today, so it balances out. Okay, everybody have any farewell comments?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
God bless everybody, and
keep the Holy Spirit in your heart this season.
I would like to remind everybody that Happy Holidays is not necessarily politically correct. Happy Holidays covers Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, all the Jewish holidays that are in this time period, as well as Christmas and New Year's. So, instead of saying happy everything, and then you can say happy holidays. If you have any prayer requests or birthday intention, announcements, I mean, please send it or them to us at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. Birthday announcements should have the person's name, the day of birth, the month of the birth, and whether or not you want to be acknowledged for that birthday announcement. If a year is given, we will not state that. In the subject line, please put CWN, which stands for Christian Warrior Network, OBPC, Oblong Table Crew, CCFM,
Celtic Cross Foundation Ministries.
Ministry, actually. I put in ministries when I was looking it up.
You should have Christmas in your heart all the day. Have Christ in your heart all the time. Christmas be every day.
Amen on that.
And for those of our ministry that are overseas, I would like to acknowledge them by saying ta-ta for now.